The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף מם. תראי, זף אז בן סרינה זו נשמת, מרת זקנתי, יפה בת שרה, אמור זקני, יוסף בן שרה, ואברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תנחם בגן עדן, אמן. Today's daf is being studied, אמן. רפואה שלמה, שרה רוחמה בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל, משה בן דינה, משה בן רחל. אין נא רפא לנהם, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, רפואתם קרבה לבוא וכיני לעשות ונאמר, אמן. We're in the Gemara on daf mem, עמוד ראשון. We are discussing now the subject that was talking about the different minhag to say different pesukim at the time that the Kohanim are making the beracha. The logic to say these pesukim was, it's an indication that you're receiving the beracha and you're gracious to receive the beracha, so therefore you're acknowledging it by saying a certain pesukim that also refer to berachot. Now we said that there's a special three pesukim that are said during a regular shahrit, special pesukim that are said during a musaf, special Kohanim that are said on mincha v'ta'anit, as well as Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Each one of those tefillot, there are special pesukim that are said during the Birkat Kohanim. There was a mahloket, it should be noted, exactly when those pesukim are said. One shita said it is said after every pasuk, after the first pasuk, the second or third pasuk, and one shita said it is said every time Hashem's name is mentioned in the Birkat Kohanim, which is three times. There was another mahloket as well. How is it said? One shita said you say one pasuk per pause, and the other shita said you say three pesukim at each interval. Now exactly the Gemara is going to go into where this minhag was. Where was it done? In Beit HaMikdash area or even outside? Comes the Gemara and says, we are going to start but the first word on the line is Peligi. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Peligi ba Rav Mori v'Rav Zvid. Had amar pesuka lekabel pesuka. Actually, we read that yesterday, but read it again. Pesuka lekabel pesuka. One pasuk for one pasuk, which means for every pause, you read one of those three pesukim. Had amar akol pesuka amar lehu nekul lehu. At each pause, at each interval, you say all three pesukim. Amar Rav Chaya bar Rava. Kol ha'omran bin bigbulin eno ela to'e. Anybody that says these pesukim during Kohanim outside the Beit HaMikdash area is making a mistake. That she says on the fourth line, shelon nitkenu lomar ela lichbod shema miyuhad and iskar b'mikdash. Basically really said for the holy name Shema Mefurash that is only said in the Beit HaMikdash. So anybody says it outside these pesukim is making a mistake. Amar of Hanina bar Papa teda. I'll prove it to you. Which means even in the Beit HaMikdash, if it wasn't for the reason we're going to give, he really should not have said these three pesukim either. Klum yesh lecha evet shemevarchin oto ve'eno ma'azin. Yeah, really, even the Mikdash is not respect. Someone's blessing you. Is it the Derech Eretz that you're not paying attention when somebody's blessing you? So even in the Beit HaMikdash, were it not for the fact that we want to give Kavod to the name of the Shekhinah, we do away with that over there either. Because it's not normal when a person's getting blessed and he should interrupt it by talking. But what? For the Kavod to Shekhinah. So now we're not, but certainly we're not going to do it in the Givudim. Certainly we're not going to do it outside. He comes along and goes the other way. He says, really, in Givulim, it would be proper to say the Pesukim. When a servant is getting blessed, doesn't he show that he wants to receive the Barakah? How does he show that? By acknowledging it. And therefore, this is also a way of showing that the berakah is hashuv and important to the person by giving him gratitude, by saying the pesukim. Amar Rav Abu, Rav Abu said, Meresh hava amina lehu. He says, initially, Rav Abu says, I used to say these three pesukim in the Givulin. I used to say the pesukim, Kevan dehazin aleh l'Rabbi Abad min Aako. What I saw to be Abba min Aako, de lo amar lehu, that he was not saying the pesukim, ana nameh lo amina lehu. I also stop saying it. L'halakha, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that it is not proper to really say any pesukim during the time of the Birkat Kohanim. B'sha'ash mevarchin, I'm reading a Maran in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Hetz, If Chaf Vav. B'sha'ash mevarchin en lomar shum pasuk. Dichlum yesh eved shemevarchin oto ve'eno ma'azin. But the Sefer Avdei Gemara, the servant get blessed and he's not listening. Ela yishteku v'yichavenu lebracha. Just keep quiet and listen to the beracha. Then he says the Rama brings down the achshav shakohanim ma'arichim arbe b'nigunim. But today that they stretch the Kohanim, it seems the Kohanim also used to stretch it as well. Nagu gamke nomar pesukim. So they say pesukim, ach yoter tov shelo le'omram. But it's really better not to say pesukim at the time of the Birkat Kohanim. Now, this is the end of the sugya of Kohanim. It's worthy to go back for a moment to read the Rashi on yesterday's Amud Shini, Lamitet Amud Shini, is a very important Rashi that actually gives us now the entire order of how Kohanim is supposed to be made. It's Lamitet Amud Bet Rashi Dibur Matril La'akor Raglehem. It's on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th line down. Actually, 9 lines down. Yesh Delmod Mikan Seder Nisi'ut Kapayim Kachu. This is the order of the Siut Kapayim. Okay, Raglav Ba'avodam and Mekomo. Right, he moves his legs during the Tzeh. Uba Lefnei Ateva Umitpalel Yiratzon Shetehe Berachai. Makes the Yiratzon the pre-Yiratzon. Kederel Uma'arich Ba. And as she tells us a Hadush here, that he's supposed to stretch the Yiratzon that he makes before Birkat Kohanim Ad Shetechle Amen Shelo Da'am Mepi Sibur, which means until they finish at Tov Shemkal Chana Elehodot, so the answering of Amen will be going on the Beracha as well as the Yiratzon of the Kohen. He listens, as he's saying the Yiratzon lowly to himself, he waits for the Hazan to get the Tov Shemkal Chana Elehodot, so they'll simultaneously finish at the same time. V'shileach Sibur Kore Kohanim Im Shenayim. If there's two or more Kohanim, of course we learned the Kohanim called the word Kohanim. V'im Yachidu. But if he's only one, eno korevu machzir panav be'elav, he just turns around by himself. Keda bayeh, dama le'el ehad, en korev kohanim. Ushikala dibur pi korev, after he finishes saying the word kohanim, mevarech, asher kedeshano, b'kdushto shel Aharon, etc. V'ahar kach, matchalim beberacha. Ushikala amen acharon mepi sibur, after the last amen, on the words, sfeyasem lecha shalom. After the Sibur answers Amen, Ma'azirin Penehem, they turn around, back to the Sibur, Vechofefin Kishten, they put their hands down, Imrosim if they want, Veshaliyah Sibur Matril Sim Shalom. And the Hazan begins Sim Shalom. From the Gemara was Mashma at this point, that they actually have to wait until the Hazan starts Sim Shalom for them to turn around, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch says as well. In any event, Vakuanim Mitpadalim Ribono Shel Olam, Asinu mash gazal ta'alem, that special post Ribono Shel Olam, umarichin ba ad shetechle beracha mepi shelach sibur, and they stretch that Ribono Olamim until the beracha Sim Shalom is over, and so everybody will answer Amen on that as well as his Ribono Olamim ve'oklim raglem ve'olchim la'em, and after Sim Shalom is finished, then they're okay, I'm glad they're able to go back to this seat. So that's a comprehensive review by Rashi there, step by step, exactly how the Birkat Kohanim is made. Comes the Gemara and says, V'amar Rabbi Abu Meresh. Initially, Hav Amina Anvetana Ana. Initially, I thought that I was humble. Kevan Da'azin Alil Rabbi Abad Min Aako. But when I saw Rabbi Abad from Aako, Da'amar Iyu Had Tamad. When he used to give a shiur, he used to explain the idea that he was saying with one sevara, ve'amar amore had tama, but his interpreter would give a different reason for the logic.
Velo kapid, and Rabbi Abad bin Akil wasn't angry, there wasn't makpid against his interpreter. In all days that interpreter is explaining the shi'ud to the simur. Amina lav and vetana ana. I said, I am not humble.
It means when I saw the degree of humility that Rabbi Abad bin Akil, that even though his interpreter would add to the Devrei Torah that he said, normally the interpreter has to keep the, what was said. And he would come along and give an additional sivara over and above them with Rabbi Abba bin Akwa, and he didn't get angry at him. So therefore you see, he says, well, I thought I was humble, but I'm not humble. Now the Ben Ish-Hai says over here, he said, what do you mean? What kind of person should say such a thing? Well, I thought I was humble. So explanation is that he meant to say, not that he accomplished humility, he was saying he was born with him, he had a natural tendency towards humility. So therefore he wasn't boasting of any personal accomplishment. He was saying, I thought I was just humble naturally the way I was born, but I see really that there's people that are more humble than me. Umay and vitenuted Rabbi Abu. What? Where do you see the humility of Rabbi Abu? Damra la debitu, damore de Rabbi Abu, le debited Rabbi Abu. The wives, the wife of the interpreter of Rabbi Abu, and the wife of Rabbi Abu had a conversation. What did the wives tell each other? So the wife of the interpreter says like this, Hadidan lo tzarich lelididach. My husband doesn't need your husband. Which means even though he's his interpreter, he's just as smart, he's just a big hakam, and vehaidigahid vezakif ale, and that when he bends over to listen to what your husband's saying, not because he doesn't know what he's saying, yikara be'ama u'david, he's just giving him respect. Which means that Babu was related, was not related, but was very connected to the Caesar. So Rashi says, Yekara de Malchuta. Out of respect for his connections with the Caesar, my husband gives your husband respect. But they don't need him. This is the way the Amura, the interpreter's wife, is telling the Abu's wife. So Rabbi Abu's wife goes and tells him what the wife of the interpreter said. Amarla umay nafkalich. Mina, what do you care from what she said? Mini umine yitkales Allah. From me and from him, the Allah, the God in heaven, will be praised. Which is, what do you care? We're both praised. Who cares who's better, who's smarter? Bottom line, both of us are involved in the producing Torah to the Simur. So who cares who gets the credit? Who cares who knows more, who knows less? Mini umine. From me and him, yitkales Allah. God will be praised. Therefore, it didn't bother him. So you see, he was humble. V'tu, there was another story. Rabbi Abu imnu rabbanan ale limimniya beresha. The rabbis decided they wanted to make Rabbi Abu the Rosh Hashiva. Kevan de hajal Rabbi Abad min Akko. But when he saw his colleague Rabbi Abad min Akko, dinifish lebal chovot, that he had a lot of debt. He owed a lot of money. Amar lehu, ika rabba. There's a greater rabbi than me. And therefore, he allowed Rabbi Abad bin Akko to assume the position, because in the olden days, Rosh Hashiva, they used to make him wealthy. Because the Pasuk says, Kohen Agadol Me'ehav, that the Kohen had to be, Kohen Agadol had to be rich. Why? So people will respect him. So it says, and if he doesn't have money, it says, Gedleu Mishel Ehav, that his brothers, the Kohenim, have to make sure that they make him rich. So therefore, he saw that the rabbi needed money because he had a lot of debts. So you know what? He passed up the Kavod. You know, normally, a person wants to have such a prestige, to have to be the Rosh Hashiva. See, Rabbi Abu was humble. He gave it to somebody else. Gemara tells a story now. Rabbi Abu Rabbi Chaya bar Abba ikle'u lahu atra. These two rabbis, Rabbi Abu and Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, they got to a certain place. The Ben Ish-Hai says it was on Shabbat. Rabbi Abu darash ba'agata. Rabbi Abu gave a shiur on Agada. Stories of the, stories. Agada. Rabbi Chaya bar Abba darash b'shmahta. But Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, he gave a shiur on Halakha. It's on Shabbat. Shabkua kula amr Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. All the students, they left the halakha shi'ur to go listen to the agada shi'ur. Agada shi'ur is easier. Halaj da'te. So what happened? Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, he got upset that all the rabbi, all the students are leaving him and they're going to another rabbi. Amar le, so Rabbi Abu wanted to appease Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. He said, "Emsholecham mashal ema davar dome." I'll give you an analogy. He said, "Deshne bnei Adam, echad mocher avanim tovot." One is a jeweler; he sells precious stones. Vehad mocher mine sitkit, and one sells cheap items, 99-cent items. That she says, items that the ladies use for sewing and weaving and needles and things like that, cheap items. Al mikovsin, who has more customers? Lo azesh mocher mine sitkit. Right? The 99 cent store has more customers. Why?
people could afford, it's cheaper. What he's trying to say is your class is like a jewelry store. You have less people because it's expensive item. Halachot, very difficult and all that. So you shouldn't think that it's on the contrary. I'm selling cheap goods. So that's why he's trying to appease him. Kol yoma ava malve Rabbi Chaya bar Abba lebi Abu ad ushpizeh. Every day, Rabbi Chaya bar Abba used to escort Rabbi Abu to his lodging, mishum yikara de bekesar, because out of respect of his connections to the Caesar. However, Ahu yoma alve Rabbi Abu Rabbi Chaya bar Abba. On the contrary, that day Rabbi Abu felt bad for Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, so he escorted him ad ushpizeh. And still, lo itotav da'atim, he was not appeased. It bothered him. Why did it bother him? So Mefarshim explain over here. He wasn't appeased. So they say different reasons. One reason was he felt that the only reason why they left his shi'ud is because of Hayabar Abba, Rabbi Abu was giving his shi'ud in Agadah. He held that he shouldn't have been giving a shi'ud in Agadah on Shabbat. He should have been giving a shi'ud in Halakha. Because on Shabbat he's supposed to learn halakha, so he said if you would have been giving halakha shiur, so there would be two halakhot shiur, so therefore they wouldn't be able to escape. So that's why he was upset. And others explained that he was upset because he thought that maybe he wasn't explaining correctly, that maybe the students were leaving because there was a lack in him that he wasn't explaining it clearly. So therefore, even though he escorted him home to give him consolation, but it did not appease him. Comes the Gemara and says, "Bezman sheshaliach sibur omer modim." When the Hazan gets to the Berachan Amidav Modim, Ha'am Mahim Omrim, what are the people supposed to do at that point? Amar Rav, so Rav says, Modim Anachnu Lach, Hashem Elokeinu, we thank you, God, Al She'anu Modim Lach. Thank you for giving us the opportunity that we're able to thank you. Which is it's a zechut that God gives us that we're able to praise Him. So therefore he said, Modim Anachnu Lach, what are we thanking you on? Al She'anu Modim Lach, that you gave us this ability to attach ourselves to you and give you praise. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, not only are you supposed to say that, but you also say, Elohe Chol Basar Al She'anu Modim Lach, which means God created mankind, Elohe Chol Basar, for the purpose of praising you. Nabsimai Omer, not only that, Yosrenu Yosir Bereshit Al She'anu Modim Lach. God created the world, Yosir Bereshit, in order that what? We should have the zechut to praise you. Yardei Amar, the rabbis of Nadea said, Meshemed Rabbi Shimai. We give blessing and appreciation to your great name. You sustain us both physically and spiritually. The fact that we're able to praise you. Would finish the modim like this. You should continue to giving us life and stability. And to gather us and bring us from the exiles. To the chatzer of the Beit HaMikdash. So we can continue to keep your Hukim ולעשות רצונך בלבב שלם, and to fulfill your will wholeheartedly, עד שאנו מודים לך. אמר הפפה, הלקח נמרינו לכולהו. That's why we say all of them, which means we take all the opinions of all the rabbis that each added something to this modim. That's why that modim is called modim derabbanan. Why? Because it's a compilation of all the different rabbis that gave their text in the Beracha itself. Hence, Modim the Rabbanan. One question was asked, why do you have to say anything at Modim? Which means, in all the other Berachot and Amidah, we just answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and Amen. So why, all of a sudden, when it comes to the Beracha Modim, do we have to respond also with the Hazan simultaneously? So I heard one of the Baalei Musar say like this, because the concept of Modim is really giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't give thanks by a proxy. When it comes to giving thanks, you have to do it yourself. You can't send somebody, do me a favor, go tell that guy thank you. You have to go yourself and say thank you. So now when it comes to saying Modim, you can't just say Amen, Shaliach Tzibur take care of it. No, you have to say thank you yourself. That's why we say Modim with the Hazan. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar b'Yitzhak, le'olam te'emad sibur alecha." A person should always have fear of the sibur, which means really should have respect and awe from the kahal. Every human being should have respect and fear from the kahal. Why? Shareh was to prove kohanim pneim kelape'am v'achoreim kelape'shechina. A proof from the kohanim. when they bless us, they put their back to the echal and they face the sibur. Why? Kavod sibur, out of respect to the kahal. So you see, they stand facing us. That shows us that fear of the sibur. So the Ahman Amar Mehacha, Vayakum HaMelech David Al Raglav, says David HaMelech stood on his feet. Vayomer, and he said, Shema'uni Ahai Ahi Ve'ami. Listen, my brothers and my nation. Now, what do you mean, my brothers and my nation? So the Gemara says, Im achi lama ami, vim ami lama achi. Make up your mind, is it brother or nation? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar David said, Im atem shum'im li, if you listen to me, achi atem, you considered my brothers. Vim lav ami atem, then I'm going to treat you like my nation. Va'ani rodei etchem b'makel, I'm going to rule you with a iron fist, with a stick. But you see what? David HaMelech opens to his people by calling them his brothers. So you see what? David HaMelech had kavod sibur. Now it should be noted that this was at a time that David HaMelech was collecting money for the Bet HaMikdash. The Pasuk says over here, Vayakum HaMelech David Al Raglav. That is, I learned some over here, that when one gives tzedakah, preferably he should do it while he is standing. That's why David HaMelech stood up in order to give the tzedakah. And then even he called them Achai, my brothers. Comes Gemara and says, the rabbis learned it from here. De'en ha-kohanim rasha'im la'alot b'sandaleim le'dukhan. From the fact that the law is that kohanim are not allowed to go up to the dukhan wearing shoes. Now what does that got to do with kavod sibur? So the Gemara says, "Vezeu echad mitesha takanot shetkin Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai." This is one of nine enactments that the Yohanan ben Zakkai established. The Gemara says, "My ta'ama, what's the reason why Kohenim have to take off their shoes? Lad mishum kavod sibur, must be because of kavod sibur." What's going to happen? You're worried that the Kohen is wearing his clothes and he has his shoes on. Now what happens when he lifts his hands up to make the Kohanim? So his pants ride up a little, so his shoes are revealed. And his shoes are filled with mud and things like that. It's not kavod now for him to stand in front of the Sibur with his dirty shoes showing. So you see what? You have to take off the Kohen, you have to take off the shoes because of the Anyan of kavod Sibur. So the Gemara says, "Lav mishum kavod Sibur, is it not because of the respect of the Sibur?" Amar Rav Asher, lo. The concern over there is that what's going to happen? His shoes might untie. So they untie. Well, he's going to be embarrassed to stand up there with his shoes untied because the people are going to laugh at him. Look at this guy with his shoes untied. So what's he going to do? He's going to bend over to tie them. Oh, now everybody's saying Kohen, even this guy's tying his shoes. What are they going to say about him now? He must be Pasul. Because otherwise, why is he saying Kohanim? Must be this is his trick. He's tying his shoes, so they have to say the Berakav, the Kohanim, because must be he's not a Kohen. So that's where it started, not to wear shoes when the Kohanim go up. Comes the Shulchan Aruch on this, and he writes, it's actually in the Rambam as well. Mitakanat Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai shelo ya'alu hakohanim ledukhan b'min'alayim aval b'batei shukayim shari. That would be socks. Socks is permissible. All right, that's the whole thing was what? And maybe, you know, the shoelace will undo. But that doesn't apply by socks. V'yesh machmirim. Okay, we're not machmir on that. Imim shel orak, if they're leather. V'nagu la'kel b'ksat mekomot. Some have the place to be mekel. Mekol makom. Okay, v'magafim shalom sholchim ben betit lo ya'aleh. Okay, dirty sandals and things like that, one should not go up with. Okay, very good. So that's halakha with that as well. Comes the Gemara continues. U'bamikdash beracha achat. We learned in our Mishnah that in the Bet HaMikdash, they used to say the Birkat Kohanim as one beracha. We learned the reason why. V'chol kach lama lefi she'en onin amen b'mikdash. They did not answer amen in the Bet HaMikdash, so we're going to see immediately. So therefore, it wasn't like in the Givudin where they would answer amen after each pasuk. So that was like three different pasukim. However, in the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't answer Amen. It was considered like all one long beracha. So comes the Gemara and says, "Tanu Rabbana, we have a brayta. Minayin she'onin Amen b'Mikdash." How do you know that they don't answer Amen in the Mikdash? What do they answer after the berachot in the Mikdash? Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leonam Etchne Emar. We have a pasuk in Ezra. Kumu ubarichu et Hashem Elohechem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, which means in the berachot of the Beit HaMikdash, they used to not say Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Abraham. They would say Baruch Atah Hashem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam Magen Abraham. Which means they always end their berachot talking about the eternity of God min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Uminayin she'al kol beracha u'beracha that the Hazan says that what teila that you have to say a praise, meaning Baruch Shem Kevod Olam V'Arech Ne'emar V'Barichu Shem Kevodecha, that what? You have to bless the name of the holy name of God, the respected name of God. How do you say that? Baruch Shem Kevod Malchut Om Romam Al Kol Beracha Utila, which teaches us Al Kol Beracha Ubracha Ten Lo Teila. Every Beracha you have to give a praise, not just an Amen, you have to give a praise. So what did they do in the Beit HaMikdash? They would answer Baruch Shem Kevod Malchut Olam V'Ed. Now, and that's all because in the Beit HaMikdash they would say Shem Mefurash. When they would end the Berachot, they would say Yud Ke Vav Ke, the way it's spelled, and they would have to say Baruch Shem, just like we do in Yom Kippur, as a zikaron to what they did in the olden days, that they would say the Shem Mefurash, and everybody would fall down on their face and say Baruch Shem Kivon Bakuto Le'olam Va'ed. Now, there is one question over here that the Tosafot has. Look at the Tosafot and the top Tosafot over here. Tosafot towards the end says over here, Mekom Makom Ka'azinat Shayim Mafsikim Ba'aniyatam Baruch Shem Kibon Makoto Le'olam Va'ed. But Tosafot's question over here is, you tell me in the Mikdash it's all one Beracha, because they didn't answer Amen. On the contrary, they answered Baruch Shem Kibon Makoto Le'olam Va'ed. So just like it's divided in the Givurin, it's divided as well in the Beit HaMikdash. So Tosfot says, "Veshema yu onim baruch shem kavodo levet the altar kesheyu shumaim shema nechbad v'hanora." Maybe they would say baruch shem immediately when the name of Hashem was mentioned. Ve'dayu mamtinim ad sof pasuk v'shelayu mafsikin ben pasuk to pasuk hashuvnu kibo beracha achad. Maybe since they didn't make a hefsek between the end of the pasukim, it's considered one beracha. Maybe they only interrupted with baruch shem at the time that they heard shem meforash. So therefore, at the end of the Honekah, there was no interruption. Like in the Givulin, they would answer Amen at that point. But Sheikh in the Beit HaMikdash, they would just say, the Honekah, we continue going. That's what it means, Beracha Achat. There was no Hefsek at the end of the Pesukim. Comes the next Mishnah, Birkat, or Berachot, Kohen Gadol Ketzad. We said that on Yom Kippur, after the Sedra Avodah, after the Avodat Yom, the Kohen would read the Sefer Torah and he would make 8 berachot. The Mishnah is going to tell us exactly the order of the day. It says, Hazan HaKeneset Notel Sefer Torah. Hazan HaKeneset, we would refer to him as the Shamosh of the Bet Knesset. That's the one that, he's the one that prepares the Teva, prepares all the needs of the Bet Knesset. It's called the Hazan. Not like we refer today, Hazan as the cantor. It's Hazan of the Bet Knesset is the Shamosh. What would he do? Notel Sefer Torah. He would take a Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol is going to read. V'notna lo l'Rosh HaKnesset. He would give it to the Rosh HaKnesset. We would call that the Misadir. That's the one that gives out the Aliyot. V'Rosh HaKnesset notna l'Segan. There's a protocol over here. The Rosh HaKnesset would give the Sefer Torah to the Segan. That's the Viceroy of the Kohen Gadol. V'Segan notna l'Kohen Gadol. And then he would give the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur day to the Kohen Gadol. V'Kohen Gadol Omed u'mekabel. He receives it. V'kore achare mot. And he reads on Yom Kippur the first parashat achare mot from the Sefer Torah itself. V'ach be'asor. And then he would roll the Sefer Torah to a few parashat later to parashat emor, where he would read the parashat Kippur over there, talks about the 10th day, Ach Be'asor. V'golel et ha-Torah, then he rolls the Sefer Torah up and closes it, U'manihab b'heko, and he holds it by his pocket. V'omer, and then he tells the people, Yeter mima shekariti lefnechem katuf kan. More than I read is written here, which means the Gemara is going to tell us that the first two perashiyot he read from the Sefer Torah. Harimot, he read. And then when the Mitargim, the interpreter, was explaining the last pasuk of Parashat Harimot, the Kohen had time to roll the Sefer Torah to the next reading, without having Torah Sibur, without having the Sibur to have to wait for him to roll. When he got to the next Parashah, however, he would read Parashat Harimot. Then he would have to go to the book of Bamidbar. Now, it wouldn't be proper for him to roll the Sefer all the way from Vayikra Parashat Emor all the way to Bamidbar to read the next Parashah. That would be Torah Sibur. So he would read the third Parashah by heart. However, he would announce to the people, so they shouldn't think that the Sefer Torah is Pasul. He would say, much more than I said here is written in the Sefer, which means what I said and much more, which is the Sefer Torah is complete. Even what I'm telling you now is written in the Sefer as well. Don't think I'm reading it by heart because it's not written in the Torah. Torah is kasher, but because of Torah Sibur, so therefore he would read it Ba'al Peh. Then it says, "Ube'asor shemehumash shepikudim." Right? He would read the Be'asor. That's in Bamidbar, Perek Chaftet, Pasuk Zayin through Yud Aleph. Okay, the Pikudim is Bamidbar. Kore Al Peh would read by heart. Umevarech Aleh Shemona Berachot. And after he finishes reading, he would say eight blessings. Number one, Al Torah. That's the Berachah of Torah. Like we know, Hashem Natanaru. That's the berakha you say after you get the Aliyah. We say Hashem Natanaru. Ve'ala Avoda. That's the berakha of Ritze. Ve'ala Hodaya. That's a special berakha of Modin that he would say. Ve'al Mechilat Avon. That's Hashem Atabahataru, Melech, Mohel, Vasuleh, Avonotin, like we say in Yom Kippur. Ve'ala Mikdash. He would say Hashem Bachar Mikdash, a special berakha. Ve'al Yisrael. That would be Abu Hair, Ba'amu Yisrael. Ve'ala Kohanim. He would make a special barakah bocher bekoanim, v'ayirushalayim. He would make a special blessing of bocher b'irushalayim. And then he would make an eighth blessing, which was called hashe'ar tefillah, which we'll wait for the Gemara to explain to us what is this she'ar tefillah. Comes the let's just read the Rashi over here inside. Ach be'asor. That was the second reading he would read. Parashat Shor Ochesev. That's in Parashat Emor. Hasimucha hi laharemot. Right, that's next to Haremot. So it was time for him to roll it. And as she says that. As she says, V'yachol liglol sefer Torah l'sham be'od she'aturgeman metargem mekla aharon shel Parashat Haremot. Right, he has time when the interpreter is explaining the last pasuk that he read by Haremot, he can roll it. Ve'en kan sha'ut kedesh she'yafsik ha'torgan. Ve'en kan genay l'sibur. Genay means Torah sibur. Ve'golel et ha'torah v'afapi sh'adayin kol yikra be'asor shel chumash kudim. He rolls up the sefer Torah, even though he's intending to read a little more. However, he reads it al peh yikra otah. He reads it by heart. Ve'lo yiklo sefer Torah l'sham. Do not roll it to them b'pnei shu rachok. Everybody's just going to be sitting there doing nothing, waiting for the guy to go in to turn the Sefer Torah. No good. It's going to be a genai. Okay, then we said, don't think that the Sefer Torah is pagum. Comes the Gemara and says, Shmat minna. You know what we can learn from our Mishnah? Holkin kavod the talmid b'kom arav. It's the big machloket. Are you allowed to give respect to the student in front of the rabbi? Are you allowed to give respect to the less prestigious person in front of the more prestigious person? Well, from our Mishnah, you see you can. Why? Because you see the protocol that the way they used to give the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. It started with the Hazan Bet Knesset. He gave the respect to the one that was above him. He gave respect the Hazan Bet Knesset would take it and give it to the Rosh Knesset. Right? Now, he's giving respect to the student, even though there's people that are higher than him. The Segan is higher than him. So he's respecting the less prestigious in front of the more prestigious by giving him the Sefer Torah. And then he gives the Sefer Torah to the Segan, let's say. So you're respecting the student in front of the Kohen Gadol, in front of the rabbi. So you see in this Kemara that it's not a problem. You're allowed to give Kemot to the student in front of the Rav. Kemara says, no proof. It's all kavod to the Kohen Gadol, which means to show how high he is. They show you're all on top, which means you give it first to the Hazan Bet Knesset, and then they move it on to the Rosh Knesset, and to the Segan. That's to show how ma'ala, that he's very high. So that's his kavod. Comes the Gemara continues, the Kohen Gadol, or maybe the Kabir the Koreh. Right? It says the Kohen Gadol takes these sefer Torah and he reads. Omed, it says he stands up. Nichlad de yoshevu. It's mashma that he must have been sitting first. Now the question, how can he sit? Ve'amar mor ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchit bet David bilvad. We have a rule that the only ones who are allowed to sit in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash are those kings that descend from David HaMelech. Shne'emar v'yavu HaMelech David v'yeshev lefnei Hashem v'yomer mi anochi. Oh, so therefore, all, God gives special kavod only to Malchut Beit David. Even the angels are not allowed to sit in the Azara. So how can it say the Kohen Gadol gets up? It's Mashma, then he was sitting, and that's not allowed. Now she says, "En yeshiva ba'azara de'en kavod shamayim bekach ve'afidu malachei asheret en lahem sham yeshiva dechtiv omdim mima'alo." Even the angels were standing. Okay? So comes the, and then she says the next one, "Ela lemalchim bet David shehalak lehem makom kavod la'arot shemalchuto shelema," to show that the kingdom of David HaMelech is complete. That's why they were allowed to sit in the Azara. So the Gemara answers, "Kedamar of Chazda be'azat nashim, achenameh be'azat nashim." When it says the Azara, it doesn't mean the official courtyard where there's kedusha. "Ela the azat nashim." That's where only the ladies were that did not have the same kedusha. When there was no ladies, they called it Azat Nashim, but there was no ladies there. The point is, it's not the courtyard that they're referring to where it's Asur for Kohanim to sit. Comes the Gemara and says, "Meti, we have a question." What's the question? Ve'echan Korin Bo, which means on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Where do they read this? Ba'azara. It says it's read in the Azara. B and the Eizel Ben Yaakov Omer Be'ar Abayit. They actually read on the Temple Mount Shnei Emar. It says the pasuk vayikra bo lifnei arhov asher lifnei sha'ar hamayim. But you see over here that the Hachamim held that they did it in the Azara. Oh, so then the Azara went back to the question, how did he sit? So comes and goes, Amar Efrazda be'ezrat nashim. Same point. It's referring to the Ezrat nashim. And therefore we have no question. So therefore there's no problem for him to sit. Baruch Allah, amen, amen.